And then Bharat comes back, and he's not exactly pleased with the whole situation. Prabhupada said, Bharat renounces his mother. He comes back, and he says, I give you up. I have nothing to do with you, you wicked lady. At which time she repents. Let us not do foolish things for which we have to repent our whole lives on the sway of the mind. Take our time. You know, on the sway of the mind, on the sway of bad association, don't write that email. Don't post that thing. Don't say that thing. Wait. Get some clarity of thought. She spent so many years in repentance and lamentation. So Bharat comes to the forest and he says, Ram, I don't agree with this. You be the king. Yes? And Ram said, sorry. My father's word was I be the king. I have to be the king. And Bharat says, but I'm not going to be the king. I'll stay here. You go. He says, we can't just switch places. You can't do, as Krishna says, someone else's duty. Sorry. And Bharat says, but I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. So we have often these sort of dilemmas of dharma. One of my favorite is when Krishna tells Arjuna, you have to kill Ashwatthama because you promised Draupadi, and you have to not kill Ashwatthama because he's a brahmana. Right, where we were just reading in Houston, where Parashuram tells Bhishma, you have to marry Amba, and Bhishma has a vow never to marry. So what do? You have these contradictory things. Ram has to please Bharat, and at the same time honor his father's word. What is he going to do? So of course, the decision they make is that Ram will officially be the king, but Bharat will rule as his deputy, and they will install Ram's shoes on the throne. So then Bharat goes back, and Bharat performs great austerities. He decides as the deputy he should be more austere than the person he's serving. So he sleeps lower than the ground, and he just drinks rice mixed with the urine of a cow. That's all he eats for his food. And he also mats his hair. He doesn't stay in the royal palace because he feels, how can I be a servant of Ram if I'm living more opulently than Ram? So then Ram and Lakshman decide that they don't want to stay there anymore. They don't want to stay at Chitrakoot because now everybody knows where they are. And they figure everybody from Ayodhya is going to come and visit them all the time and disturb them. So they start moving on in the forest, looking for another place to stay. And they meet Virad. They meet all these different demons, and he tries to capture Sita. As you can see in the previous, see there, he's trying to capture Sita, and Ram and Lakshman kill him. There we go. All right. Well, now we have another interesting problem here at Panchavati, that Sharpanika falls in love with Ram. Not so unusual. We're all supposed to fall in love with Ram. but she doesn't do it quite properly. And she comes and she says, you know, I want to marry you. And Ram says, well, I've already married Sita, and I've taken this vow, Ekpatni Vrata. Now, this Ekpatni Vrata that Ram has taken is not like the monogamy of 2016. The monogamy of 2016 is, I'm faithful to you now. I have one partner now. But next week, I may have another one partner. That's our idea of monogamy right now in 2016. I can have lots of one partners, as long as I don't have them all at the same time. So in 2016, we really looked down on polygamy, where you have more than one partner at the same time, but you take care of all of them, and you're responsible, and you're legitimate, and you're dharma. We say, oh, that's terrible. You cannot take care of many partners at once in a legitimate way. But you can take care of many, many partners as long as you do it sequentially. And as long as the one you took care of before, you completely abandoned. That's okay. So you can have a spouse, you took nice care of them, and then you're tired. Then you totally abandon them. You don't give them any money, you don't give them any affection, you totally neglect them. And now you give all your affection to somebody else. That's okay. And so this is our idea of monogamy at the present time. And we think that this is very dharmic. Hare Krishna. So this was not Ram's vow. Ram's vow was one wife for life. That's it. she leaves, she dies, whatever, I don't remarry. Later, when Sita was banished to the forest, when she went into the earth, Ram did not take another wife. Because he said, only one wife. So if you really want to be monogamous, Ramachandra is the epitome. He epitomizes the vow of monogamy. So he said, I'm sorry, I have my wife Sita. He said, but Lakshman, he didn't take such a vow. And Urmila was back in Ayodhya, so he could take a second wife here. And she goes to Lakshman and he says, but you're a princess and I'm a servant. You know, you're not going to like my life. Ask Ram again. Ask him to reconsider. You know, she goes back to Ram. He says, sorry. She says, the problem is Sita. Right? She says, the problem is Sita. And she goes to attack Sita, at which point Lakshman cuts off her nose and ears. And she runs to her brothers. Who are her brothers? Didn't go to Ravana and Kumbhakarna yet. Karan, Dushan, and Trishiras. So she runs to them and she says, defeat this Ram. And they come out with their army of 14,000 Rakshasas, Karan, Dushan, and Trishiras, which means three-headed. And they attack. And Ram says, Lakshman, take Sita to a mountain cave and protect her. And single-handedly Ram kills Karan, Dushan, Trishiras, and 13,999 soldiers. He does not kill one called Akampan. And Akampan goes to Ravana and tells him, your whole army has been destroyed by one human. And Ravana is, you know, about to go and kill him. And then he's advised by Marich, don't have anything to do with this. He said, he defeated me way back. You remember that? Way back at the sacrifice, he defeated me. Leave him alone. And so Ravana says, okay, I'll leave him alone. And then in runs Sherpanaka. Injured, bleeding, deformed. How do you deform Sherpanaka? But anyway, she's already pretty deformed. So she comes in and she's crying. And in our script, you know, she plays to his ego. Don't let people play to your ego, my dear friends, and get you to do things by playing to your ego. And especially women do this to men. One of the things that the women do to men. You're supposed to be a hero, a brother, a king. I used to play Sherpanaka. It was one of my lines. Look how they deform me, and you're supposed to be a hero and a brother and a king. Avenge my honor. Although when Janava played Sherpanaka, she did much better than I did. And his ego was inflamed. And then she lies. I did this for you. She lies. She doesn't say, you know, I was trying to get Ram for myself. She says, and kill Sita. She doesn't tell him that story. She says, I was trying to kill Ram and get Sita for you. Hare Krishna. And she starts describing Sita. She has her own motives here. She has her own motives. She wants vengeance against Ram and Lakshman for having slighted her and harmed her. And at this point, Ravana is like, oh, a woman. You know, my ego has the brother and the king, and I get a beautiful woman to boot. I can add her to my harem. No. Well, then he goes to Marichi, and we put this in a box. I don't know how well you can see that. That Ravana couldn't think out of the box. Now, this is just a human. And Marichi says, don't do this. I told you not to do this. It's not a woman you're going to get. It's going to be your death. This is our whole situation in the world. We want to enjoy Sita without Ram. We want to enjoy Lakshmi without the Narayan, Radha without Krishna. This is our disease. We want to be the owner of all opulences, the controller of opulences, the controller of pleasure, and God in the background. That is what we want. This is lust. Love is I unite Sita and Ram. Lust is I kidnap Sita for myself. So finally Ravana says, if you don't trick Ram, I'll kill you. And he thought, well, better to be killed by an enemy following my king than to be killed as a criminal by my king. Then Marich takes the form of a beautiful golden deer. And Sita says, "Oh, Ram, can you capture this deer? We can bring the deer back to Ayodhya as a pet. And if you can't capture it, you can kill it and we'll use the beautiful skin." And Lakshman says, "I think it's a demon, my lord." And Ram says, "Then you stay back here and protect Sita." And Ram, out of love for Sita, goes to capture the deer, who is, of course, actually Marich. And as Marich is dying, he calls out, "Hey! What does he call out? Lakshmana! Help!" And Sita says, "Don't you hear your brother calling?" "Yes, but it can't be him. He couldn't be defeated by..." "But he's calling, he's calling!" Of course, again, this is Leela, but we should be careful of being overwhelmed by our emotional attachments. And she gets so angry. She says, "I know why you're staying. You're staying so Ram will die and you'll marry me." And then he leaves. How many times do we say something to hurt those we love just to manipulate them to get what we want them to do? Now, again, this is divine Leela, but we should be very careful that in trying to manipulate other people, we do not cause them harm. She deeply lamented this later, that she had spoken like that to Lakshman. So Lakshman leaves, and who comes? Ravana, in the guise of a holy man. Demons dressing as saintly persons has happened, my dear friend, since the beginning of time. We should expect it's going to happen in our movement also. There was one person who molested many, many children in Vrindavan many years ago, and I was in charge of the records at that time. When he was caught, he said, "I am an atheist, and I have come here to Vrindavan to do this to prove there is no God." Seriously. We should not be surprised. Even when Krishna comes, when Ram comes, there are demons who dress as devotees. I think there's about 2,500 crimes every year in America done by criminals who dress as police officers. Right? You get an in, right? Some police officer pulls you over, it's actually a criminal, they take all your money, they take your car, and so forth. So if you want to do the most damage as a demon, you pretend to be a saintly person. So this is what Ravana did, and then he carried Sita off, and who tried to protect Sita? Jatayu. So I remember seeing the Ramayana in New York with Srila Prabhupada. I love this painting. When Rasagyao was Sita and Devadeva was Jatayu, Lokamangala was Ravana, right? And Ravana's kidnapping Sita, and there Jatayu comes, and Rasagyao is Sita. And Prabhupada was sitting maybe like three rows ahead of me in the theater. She said, "No, Jatayu, don't." She said, "You are too old, and he is stronger than you." And it was like the whole audience, we were all plunged into this ocean of grief. Was Jatayu a success or a failure? He was a success. We cannot judge the success of bhakti by externals. We cannot judge the success of bhakti by externals. We cannot judge the success of bhakti by externals. The success of bhakti is what? Is Krishna pleased? So when Ram and Lakshman return and find Sita gone and they find Jatayu, right? Jatayu tells them she was kidnapped by Ravana and taken to the south. And they perform the funeral rites for him like a father. Please don't think, if Krishna's pleased, we'll build the temple. If Krishna pleased, we'll publish the book. If Krishna's pleased, we'll do this externally. If Krishna's pleased, Krishna's pleased. Was Krishna pleased with Prabhupada in Jhansi? Yes. Was that externally a success? No. Bhishma, was he victorious or defeated? Victorious. You cannot think externally. So then they go look all over the forest to find Ravana, and the first person they run into is Kadamba. We used to have our actor dressed up as Kadamba. I don't know why. Kabanda, sorry. There we go. Kabanda, sorry. So Kabanda captures Ram and Lakshman, and when they cut off his arms, and we used to have our actor in the big Kabanda costume go out on the streets of New York. Seriously, and we'd all go out in costume, and we'd have a Harinam party in costume, and we would advertise our Ramayana. We used to get about 35, 40 people a night in the 55th Street Temple. So then he appeared as a Gandharva once they released him, and he said, go to, who did he tell them to go to? Shabari. Shabari was a tribal who had become a devotee. And interestingly enough, although she was trained in bhakti, she still retained some of her tribal habits. Do some of us feel like that? Yes, especially when I go to places like India, I always start off my classes by saying, I'm very sorry, I'm an American, and not only am I American, I'm a New Yorker, so I have absolutely no culture at all, and, you know, please excuse me. Because if I tell them I have a New York culture, they're like, the what? So she still retained some of this tribal culture, and therefore when she was feeding Ram and Lakshman, she was tasting the berries first. So she was giving them berries with bite marks in them. But Ram was so pleased. He was so pleased. And she told them to go and find... Who did she tell them to go and find? Hanuman. Hanuman and Sugriva. So they followed her instructions, and they met Hanuman. Of course, that's a long story. How first Hanuman was in disguise, and he took them to see his master, Sugriva. And then they made a pact of friendship, and Sugriva says, I will help get your wife back, but first you please help me get my wife back. He says, my brother has taken over my kingdom and stolen my wife. And so then, of course, Ram kills Bali in the fight between Sugriva and Bali, and the gopis criticize Krishna for this. They say, you know, we heard in your other incarnation as Ram, you killed Bali from behind the tree. You were a rascal in other lifetimes too. And then Ram, at the end of the rainy season, that's a whole story which we don't have time to tell, the whole story, how Sugriva becomes bewildered during the rainy season. After the rainy season, Sugriva sends out the monkey armies in all directions. And this, I need you to click the sound icon. Ram knew Hanuman he's going to give the ring to. And his party got all the way to the shore where they find Sampati who says, I see Sita across the ocean. And then Hanuman remembers his powers. And he jumps across the ocean. So many more pastimes we could tell. We could be here for the whole day. All the obstacles that Hanuman encountered. Don't think just because I have a mission and I'm given the ring directly from Ramachandra, there will be no obstacles. Think like that. Well, if Guru says, if Krishna says, then it should be easy. No. Ram personally gave him the ring, personally deputized him, and still so many obstacles. And he looks all over Lanka for Sita. Finally, he finds her in the Ashok garden. And he hears Ravana threatening her. And it's difficult for him to convince Sita that he's a messenger from Ram. She hadn't met him before. He sings to her from a tree. Then he reveals himself and gives her Ram's ring. She says, I only have 2 months more to live. Then Ram is going to eat me for breakfast. So how not to get someone to love you? Love me or I eat you for breakfast. So this is the... Krishna doesn't do this. Krishna wants voluntary love. So then he thinks, well, let me do a little more than what I was asked to do. Let me be a really good spy, do some reconnaissance here in Lanka. So he starts, and plus he was hungry from the jump, and he's a monkey, you know, so he starts knocking down the trees and eating the fruits. At which point he's apparently arrested, although he had a boon from Brahma, he couldn't be arrested. Taken to Ravana's court. And he tells Ravana, release Sita and surrender to Ram. And Ravana was going to kill him. And I also really remember this scene when we did the drama where Bibhishan argues with Ravana. You can't kill a messenger. You can maim him. Imagine in modern politics, you can maim him, but you can't kill him. We send over our diplomat to some country, he comes back without his arm, you know. So Ravana said, all right, well, his ornament is his tail, we'll set fire to his tail. But Hanuman instead burned down Lanka. Hanuman ki! Then he goes back to Ram and the monkeys and tells them how to get to Sita. And so they come down to the shore of the ocean, but they couldn't jump. They come to the ocean, but they couldn't jump like Hanuman. What were they going to do? So Ram fasts and begs the ocean to help. Always try the soft approach first. And the ocean doesn't come. Then he looks at the ocean with red-hot eyes and all the aquatics start burning. My dear friends, when Krishna calls his cows, he can call them by name or he can play his flute, but he also carries a rope and a stick. When Krishna calls you, please come when he calls your name or for the flute. Otherwise, he takes out the rope and the stick. Don't wait for the rope and the stick. I mean, nice to go with Krishna even with a stick. But you know, in ISKCON, whenever something bad happens, we say, oh, it's Krishna purifying me. But we don't need sticks to be purified, my dear friends. We can be purified with flutes and sweetness. So the ocean, it didn't come until Ram was threatening him. And then the ocean says, I will allow you to build a bridge. One of the most famous parts of Ram Leela. How the monkeys build a bridge and cross over to Lanka. Now, at this point, you would think that Ravana would surrender. That he's realized he's dealing with someone extraordinary. This is, again, you start getting hints. You know, you should surrender early. Don't wait until everything's falling apart. Right? But he doesn't. And there's a huge battle. And again, we don't have time to tell all of the story. But in this battle, what happens? Ram and Lakshman are attacked by a snake weapon. And at first, Ravana is rejoicing. I've won. We've defeated them with the snake weapon. And Garuda comes and eats the snakes. And Ravana doesn't know what to do. So who does he call for? Kumbhakarna. So Kumbhakarna had this benediction that he would sleep for 6 months. It wasn't the benediction he wanted. You have to be careful about this too. You know, we have all these desires and we, you know, please fulfill my desire. And we don't know what that means. You know, we ever read like the fairy tales where people have wishes and the wishes destroy their life, right? And at the end they just say, take away all the wishes. So it was kind of like that, you know. So Kumbhakarna slept all the time, but they were able to wake him up, right, with the elephants and the beating of drums and finally and the meat and the wine. And he woke up and he just started devastating everyone, stepping on the monkeys and eating them. And then Ram cut off his arms and cut off his head and threw his body into the ocean and brought back the monkeys back to life later. Jill, you don't have to worry about that. Then Indrajit is fighting with whom? Lakshman. And what happens to Lakshman? He goes unconscious, almost like dead. Ram is like, I'm not going to return to Ayodhya without Lakshman. And then their army doctor, they had army doctors there too, you know, like we have in the modern army. So they, I don't think they had journalists, but they had doctors. Valmiki is our journalist. So the army doctor said, ah, there's an herb, the Sanjeevani herb, that can revive him. But unfortunately, it's not in my medical bag. I left it at home, you know. Then where is it? He said it's on a mountain in the Himalayas. How are we going to get a mount? We're on Lanka, you know, go to the Himalayas. And Hanuman, I can do it. Prabhupada said, he wasn't so smart, but he was strong. Hanuman, you know, Prabhupada said, not my words. Each of us has our strengths, you know, and our weaknesses. Use our strengths for Krishna. So he flies there and he sees this mountain with all these herbs and he's like, I don't have a photograph, you know, I don't know what it looks like.